was like, what all do you get with that? And I was like,
a haircut.
He was like, that's really expensive. What all do you get with that? And I was like, you get a shampoo, a haircut, and years of expertise.
Yeah.
For a great haircut. And he was like, I'll be the judge of that. And then he hung up on me. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Big Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move.
Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. Gone.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Epic Nuggets Podcast.
I'm Jaden.
I'm Tori.
And we're going to get right into it. We got some funny stories for y'all today. We're going to start out with some embarrassing work stories. So, like, most embarrassing thing you've ever had at work.
All right.
You got the floor.
So, I got a story. All right. So, as you may know, I moved here to Atlanta from somewhere else. So, when I first moved here, I worked at the salon. And, like, it was more in the city. And,
Yeah, it was like down in Atlanta, right?
In the city, yeah. And so, when I first started working there, I wasn't very busy, so I like helped do like a bunch of like assisting duties. So I would do like shampooing and like blowing people out or like just whatever like they kind of needed while I was like building up my clientele there. So this one day, I'm like shampooing this lady, okay, and the way the salon is like structured. Is there's like, okay, if you were to walk in, right? So it's like a lobby area. And then you go kind of like to the left, there's a bathroom. And then up and to the left, there's like a little stair thing. And then to the left, there's going to be like a little employee's break room, shampoo area. And then the dryer chairs are directly across from that. And then to the right, you have like all of your hairstylist stations, right? So I'm over in the corner shampooing. Okay, and if you've ever shampooed somebody's hair or, like, just seen what the shampoo bowls look like the spouts that you know, like, the water comes out of, like, they bend down, but with enough water pressure, they do whatever they want. So I, like, went to turn the water on.
It's like a water hose, like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
I went to, like, turn the water on. There's a lady across in the dryer chairs, like somebody had her like in one of those nursing her fucking child. Mm-hmm. And I go to turn the thing on and I like lose the grip of it or I didn't grab it. I don't remember what happened, but it just like sprayed all in front of me. And it like sprays this lady. Like it just like centered right on her before I could even like turn it off. It was just like, she's soaked.
Did she still have a cape on?
No, like, I mean,
she just
had the baby out.
I'm saying, like, did she have the hair cape on?
No, because her boob was out. She was feeding this child.
So yeah. She just saw regular clothes then.
Yeah, and then so I grab a towel and I move into action, you know what I mean, to, like, try to, like, dry her off. Yeah. And then I'm like,
oh, but her boob's out.
Her boob's out. She's nursing a child. And I didn't know what to do, so I patted the child dry. And then I just kind of like melted.
Oh, no.
And so I like give her the towels. You know what I mean? And she was like, oh, it's okay. But I was just like,
yeah.
This is like the most embarrassing thing I've ever done at work, for sure.
If it helps your conscious, like if like that, the baby like nursing probably wasn't a big deal to the situation to her at all.
It was to me.
Being sprayed, yeah, but I'm saying like as like a mom who's like nurse in public, I guarantee you, she wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, yeah. She wouldn't have been like, if she was uncomfortable, she wouldn't have been like nursing the baby out like that anyways, you know? That's hilarious though, because you probably were like, I feel like.
It was so awkward.
You're probably scared to violate her or something.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to like. Yeah, I think I went in and then I was like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
It's so weird because when you have like a baby, like when you are a mom that nurses your kid, your like boobs aren't really like boobs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like a tool. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's weird though, because as soon as you're done nursing them, they go back to like, I don't know, like your brain just like.
That's weird.
There's like this little switch in there, like this like maternal switch, and they just literally feel like. It literally feels they're like the same thing now as go getting like a bottle out of the cabinet. Like you're like, yeah, oh, I gotta use this tool to like get this job done, and then you're that's like, crazy, all right, take them back away. That's all they're fucking good for. Like, you know, that's it. I don't know. That's how it was for me anyway. Like, it's just like you gotta feed them.
That's wild.
So like other people, you just, I don't know, you become like desensitized, I guess.
Well, really sure. She took it well. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe
that's hilarious though.
It was stressful.
Yeah, so yeah, I just had something kind of similar happen. My job, so like it is like a regular thing. You work in like a restaurant, it doesn't matter what part of it you work in, like shit gets dropped.
Yes.
Shit gets broken all the time. Like everybody does it. It's not a big deal. I've broken like glasses before. I've dropped glasses. I've broken bottles. I dropped like a whole bottle and like shattered a bottle of liquor one time. Like, shit, you know, so like it happens. But so like when we work the bar on certain days, we have the tables as well. Like these four tables that are like right by our bar. Mm-hmm. And we take care of the tables as well. You have to come and we do like everything for the table, just like if somebody was sitting at the bar on like certain days. So I don't do the tables a ton because when I come in, I'm usually like opener. So I usually like am on like service and then like the first few like guests that are right here to the left. And so, but I was like helping one of my coworkers out because we all like work together. And she was like, hey, will you go like, I'm about to bring their dessert. Will you go like pre-bus the table for me and like get all like the dirty dishes from dinner? And I was like, yeah, I got you. I got you. So I like run over there, I'm like being real nice. Somebody's birthday, I'm like cracking jokes. Everything's good. Everybody's laughing. It's good. I'm holding like, well, this was my first mistake. I get, like, two plates, and all the silverware was, like, on top, which is fine, because when they go to pass me the third, I'll just, like, stick it under that one, right? Not a big deal. But for some reason, I saw the dude, like, go to hand me the fork, and then for some reason, he hesitated and just left it on the plate, like, a singular fork, and then I did the same thing.
You hesitated.
Where I was, like, gonna grab the fork first. And then put it and then grab the plate from him. And then I hesitated. I don't have no idea why. I guess because maybe like mentally I was like, oh, it's just one, like it'll be okay. Yeah. I'm just walking this far.
Yeah.
So my brain just decided to not take the extra step.
To like put the fork on top with all the other forks.
Yeah. So I could fully stack the plates together.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That was a mistake.
I've done that before.
That was a freaking mistake, bro. Oh, it was a mistake. So I'm holding like the two plates stacked together with all this silverware on top. A third plate with one fork on it like under it, so it's like balancing on like one fork like here, and then they hand me a fourth plate. Now the fourth plate had all, it's like they took like all the mini saucers, like the mini bowls where it had like the little bitty sides of stuff like sauces and stuff, and they just put it all on one plate for some reason.
Okay,
so I'm holding like two plates. And then with the one plate under it with the fork, so the top two are, like, leaned back. And then I have the one plate with all the bowls and shit. And for some reason, like, when I went to, like, say something, it tilted.
All the saucers?
Yeah. And so I went to catch it.
No.
This one's balancing, like, on a fork, though. So this one goes to slide. And I go to grab, and before I could grab, one little bowl goes onto the floor. Boom. And then this goes to slide out, so I go to catch it, and one of the plates just slides right the fuck off.
Oh, like one of the big plates.
And then same thing, it's like as I would go to catch one, the other one would fall.
Oh my god.
Bro, I only had one plate left in my hand and everything else was completely shattered like all over the fucking floor.
I can hear you. You're just like, well.
I just couldn't even say anything.
Yeah, because like, you had all a bunch of swear words in
the
there.
The banter was just like, it just fell through. Like,
my God.
Like Taco Bell at midnight, bro, just fell straight through. Just, I was like, and then I just walked away. I didn't even say anything.
That's terrible.
And then like the other bartenders and like our busboy and then like some of the other guys. That's another thing in the restaurant though. Like that's normal. And when it happens, everybody just cleans it up. It's like there 1 second and then you blink and it's gone. So like it's not a big deal. It happens all the time. But it's the first time I did that.
Yeah, you were like, shame.
And so I was like, and I never get embarrassed about dropping stuff, but I was embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, bro. And I like turned and just walked behind the bar and I'm like covered in sauce. There's sauce all over the floor. Oh, that was the last thing. When I went to put the last plate in the bus tub. Yeah, another glass fell off and shattered behind the bar, like a little bowl. So there was like sauce behind the bar. Literally the one plate is what made it into the bus tub. Everything else was broken.
Was it the one that had the fork on it?
Yeah, it was the one that had the fucking fork on it.
That's insane.
It's the one that had the fucking fork on it, bro.
The disruptor was the only one
that lived. That's what I'm saying. It was the one bad decision.
It was there to remind you.
Collapse. The whole collapse. I was like...
This is funny.
Yeah. And then some lady, there was like this lady who was sitting at the very first seat of the bar. And this lady had like come in. She seemed to be in like a really chipper mood. She seemed like she was going to be really nice. Apparently she got like a phone call like mid dinner and somebody had like done some unauthorized charges on her credit card. Company had just like ran up one of her credit cards. So she's like having to stop dinner and go outside and like talk to her credit card company. She was like really frustrated and all of a sudden like her whole demeanor changed. So I was like, bro, I'm going to go out of my way. It wasn't even about the tip, bro. It just was like, you're having a rough day. I could already tell you were probably having a rough day because you came in here to like eat alone and have some like you time. Like I could tell it was like that type of thing. And then that happened, like, to disrupt that. So I was like, dude, like, she probably just needs somebody to cut her a break. So I was, like, overly nice to her. Like, fucking overly nice to her. And then one of our managers, like, came up after I broke all those plates. Apparently, like, some, like, the plates had slid, like, really close to her when they broke. It didn't, like, hit her or anything, but... it was enough that she felt like her space was like violated, even though she's on a high bar stool and everything was on the floor, like literally didn't touch her at all.
That's so weird.
Apparently she didn't see me drop it though. She just thought somebody dropped it.
Oh no, she talked shit to you about the person who dropped it?
No, to my manager.
No.
He saw me drop it.
No.
He knew. No. He knew I did it. He was standing there, but it wasn't a big deal, right? Because he's like, yeah, it happens. Like he was even picking on me about it when it happened. Like he's like, dang, you know, like get it together.
He finally got you one.
Yeah, like he's like picking on me. Like he wasn't, nobody was upset at me.
Yeah, it was chill.
But I was already like, oh my God. Can't, and then the lady, like he comes up and the lady did not have one good thing to say about the whole restaurant. Like she was griping about how busy we were at service bar. Even though that has nothing to do with her, it has to do with the ticket. It doesn't affect her dinner at all. Because I was like on top of it, like she was a special guest or something. Just because I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Didn't have one good thing to say about like the food. Didn't have one good thing to say about like the service that she was getting. Like she was just complaining about how busy we were at service bar. And then she complained. She was like, I don't know, but somebody dropped a plate. It shattered. It could have got me. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm standing there. And George is looking at me. Looking at him. And he's, like, grinning and, like, nodding at her. But he's, like, looking at me. And I was like...
don't you rat me out right now.
No, he wasn't good. But he knew. And I knew. God. And that woman was going off. And I was like...
little does she know, me, who's been nice to her the whole time, was the idiot that dropped it.
Nice. Nice. Oh, no. And then she didn't even tip like that good. And then the last part, damn. I'm like, this is why you're miserable, bitch, because you bring this shit on yourself. Look how you're talking right now. You don't even see when somebody's going out of their way,
yeah,
from the goodness of their heart. But like a slap in the face to me.
Yeah, well,
but I didn't take it personally.
They're just not super aware of what's happening.
Has her own problems. But and then she proceeded to use the last 10 minutes of her standing there to brag about how rich her friends were and how they have like the brand new Mercedes that come out. And she was like, I know I don't tip very good, but my friends, when we go out to Houston's, you know, Houston's, mm-mm. I love Houston's. Oh my God. But it's like, it's expensive. Yeah. It's like an expensive like bar, like steakhouse type thing. Yeah. It's like our restaurant, like on crack and like the good kind. But they like steroids. There we go. Sell steroids. But she was bragging about how they leave like $50-$60 tips, this, that. And I'm like, and then she leaves like not even 20%.
Damn.
And she was like, I'll bring them through here. And I like sold it all the way up until the end. Like I was all smiles. I was like, yeah, like, oh, so good to have you, blah, blah, blah. Like I did my freaking job all the way to the end. And I know it'll come back around. I try, it'll come, what goes around comes around, dude. Like I believe that. But also.
That's crazy. Dude, there's always one.
So I was
though.
Embarrassed. I was mad. And I was like standing there. And one of the bartenders was like, are you about to cry? I guess they have like learned my faces, but they're like, are you about to cry? And I was like, yeah, I'm about to cry. He was like, you need to take a minute. I was like, no, I'm okay. He was like, yeah, don't cry.
Gotta go to the bathroom.
I know.
Wash up real fast.
He was like, you're good. He was like, it happens. And then he gave me the whole spiel. Yeah. But I was like, he was like, are you about to cry? And I was like,
well, to top it off, like,
I was like, yeah, I'm about to cry. Yeah, I was just frustrated.
Yeah.
I felt like my, like, good mood was, like, shit on, too. Because I was having a good day.
I hate it when that happens.
I was having a great day. I was having a good shift. It was one of those shifts that I wanted to be there.
Yeah, you were like, hell yeah.
And I was, like, ready. And I had energy.
Yeah.
And, like my body felt good. Like, I felt like
yeah.
I can move. And then I was like, I'll take your shifts out of the end of the bar. Bitch, you hurt my feelings.
I'm leaving. But I can't. I gotta stay here.
Yeah, with your less than 20% tip.
Damn. She did you dirty.
She did me dirty.
Well, there's always one, though. Like, in that rich group of friends, there's always one that's just kind of hanging in there.
But then they pretend.
But they're not. They're the same. They're not the same as the other ones, bro. I've noticed that since I came here to Atlanta. Just with doing, you'll be doing somebody's hair, and then it's like, yeah, you find out like their daddy pays for their hair or some shit like that. Oh, but yeah, like their friends are like rich or something. You're like, what the hell? I mean, which, hey, listen, whatever. I mean,
fake it till you make it, boo.
Yeah, money's money to me. I don't give a fuck where it comes from.
Don't brag about how rich you are then and then not leave me anything. Because it also feels like you're like,
yeah.
To me, it feels like you're like trying to make me feel as broke as you actually are, but you feel better about yourself. It makes me feel like a stepping stool. Like you're trying to like a bully. You know how like bullies like, they try to make you feel bad so they feel better. That's how it felt, but in a more like adult. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Some kombucha growls.
I know. It was like in my throat.
They'll get you.
It felt like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like I did good. I brushed it off, though. Like, I was like a little butthurt. I like griped about it. Almost cried for a second. And then I was like, you know what?
That's funny. I don't look at it like that. I'm like, you're pathetic. I'm like, you got to try to make me feel this way so that you feel this way? That's sad.
Well,
that's sad.
Well, like, my inner voice was like, that's what you get for trying to be nice to people. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, he's trying to beat you down. You got to come back from that.
I'm like,
nah.
Like, I felt like a victim. I was like, oh.
Well.
Because it wasn't like, I guess the problem was it wasn't like, oh, like, I want a good tip. So I'm doing my job for this lady. It wasn't like that. It was like I saw her having a hard time.
Yeah, you were trying to cheer her up.
Yeah, I saw her. It was like, I think, and you know, maybe she, I didn't like say that. So maybe she just thought I was trying to do my job. But for me, I just saw a lady having a hard time and like the human in me.
Yeah.
Wanted to like be a good human in that moment.
Yeah.
I got shit on. I was like,
well, it happens sometimes, but. That doesn't mean it's the wrong thing to do.
No, it's not.
You just got to look at it as like, you can only control you. You couldn't control her and her crazy ass.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's just like, know, I
and she'll probably look back later and be like, damn, like she was really nice to me. And
maybe,
like,
I hope so.
I was in a horrible mood and feel bad, you know?
I know, I hope so.
Maybe she'll come back again and be nice to you.
Yeah, maybe she will bring her rich friends. That would be like the full circle, you know? It's like if she was being for real.
Come on, Rich Nancy, come on down.
She was there last Thursday, so I'm going to expect her this weekend when I go to work. I'm going to be like, look, you better come in. You better bring your rich friends. And y'all all better leave me some fucking money.
Yeah.
Even though that's not even the reason I was being nice. I was just being nice. You took advantage of me, woman.
It's rude.
So rude.
That's so rude. I don't understand people, bro. The longer I work with them, the less I get it. You just got to expect all of the unexpected.
And you got to take all of it with a grain of salt.
All the grains of salt. It's a salty ocean.
You grain know? Of salt.
We just, you don't know what you're going to get.
You don't. And you just got to keep moving. You can't let it, like, pull you back. You just got to do, it's almost like you, like, just have to decide what type of person you want to be and, like, what your core values are.
That's it.
Like, what your core values are, despite, like, any situation, these are the things that I value the most, which could be, like, a lot of different things. I feel like, for me, it's, like, I feel like it's, like, honesty and just trying to be, like...
good person.
Like, a genuinely, like, good person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also, also be, like, a healthy amount of, like, selfish within that range as well. Yeah, right?
Well, you don't want people to, like, walk all over you.
Yeah.
That's
like, be a good person for me as much as I am for, like, other people, I guess. That's what I try to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well.
But, and then you got to be like, oh, well, they didn't understand, like, that's what was going on.
Yeah.
Cool. Everything's still the same for me. I'm moving on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You just got bounced back, like, hella quick.
That's what I'm trying to learn how to do. That's, like, where you have to be, like, balanced with, like, the those values, but also being, like, analytical situations. I'm very emotional sometimes.
I think it gets easier with time.
Yeah.
And, like, you just got to try to focus on doing that. But it's tough, man. Sometimes it is tough. You get people that come in that are just, like, rude or, like, rude phone call.
And for what? You're just doing your job.
I know.
You're like, I just work
yeah,
here.
You're like, bro. I had somebody call one time and he was like, how much is a men's haircut? And it was like, I pretty much am the only one that does. I mean, like, we have a couple of people, but like the only person that was available was me. And I was like, $50. And he was like, what all do you get with that? And I was like,
a haircut.
He was like, that's really expensive. What all do you get with that? And I was like, you get a shampoo, a haircut, and years of expertise.
Yeah.
For a great haircut. And he was like, I'll be the judge of that. And then he hung up on me. Bruh. That was from such a long time ago. I totally forgot that. And you know what? 2 weeks later, when we... I was like, okay, dick. John, he had some basic ass name. 2 weeks later,
sorry, your mom hates you.
I know. Nah, he was old. She's dead.
Oh.
For sure.
Sorry she hated you when she was alive.
Yeah.
And now you resent her even in her absence.
I know.
There you go.
You talk to all women like this.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's not a woman thing. I'm sure it's just a cheap ass thing. Yeah. But yeah, 2 weeks later, we're
I'll
like,
be the bro.
Yeah, dude, we're in Vegas. What? Okay. We are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Back in April.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like,
you had somebody call
me? I'm still handling phone calls and shit because, you know, and so.
It don't stop.
This motherfucker calls me again.
The same dude?
Yes. And I basically kind of just shrugged him off. You know, because I'm like, I know it's the same. You know, sometimes you just don't forget people's voices. Yeah, and he just had a tone of, like, entitlement. You know? But, like, cheap entitlement. I don't know how you describe that.
It's called everyone's out to get me syndrome.
Really?
No, I just made that up. But
okay,
I'm saying,
I love that.
But because that's what it stems from.
Bruh.
Everyone's trying to fuck me over. It's that. It's that.
Yeah, he's like, why isn't a haircut $15? Like, what? Bro, I don't know. Call inflation.
Everyone's out to get me syndrome. I'm telling you.
Call it's and people talk to the government. Ask them why they inflate everything so goddamn much. Call and talk to real estate. Why is it, you know, I mean, I didn't do this. I'm just trying to pay rent and shit.
Cut this work. You just called me. You asked me a question. I answered it.
Can you imagine if you actually said that back to somebody? You're like, sir, you called. I answered your questions. You're super rude, so we don't want to serve you anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoonful of fucking sugar helps the medicine go down, jackass.
I'm not gonna lie, that's like my secret joke is when we have like really shitty clients, I'm just like, well, they were welcome initially, but they ain't wanted no more.
Yeah. That's funny. Her hair bar is called Welcome and Wanted Hair Bar, if y'all don't know that.
I'm like,
seen the other the
past episodes. I'm like, they're neither welcome nor wanted.
Get out of here.
They treated my people like ass, and they got to go. Well, luckily we've only had a couple of people.
We don't want you around these parts.
Yeah, welcome around here, partner.
That's
you better get on your pony and go.
Get out of here.
Call your dogs. Oh my God.
Oh gosh. Yeah. That's so for real. Like, hang up the phone politely. Like, if I called a place. I've literally done this because I've done something similar. I've been like, hey, like,
yeah, like maybe it's not your price or your, you know, whatever you're looking for.
That's why I'm calling to ask you. And then if I did that at a doctor's office for like, I was like calling around for like different copays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like imagine if like, because I called like four different places and then before I found the one.
Yeah.
I called four different places before I found the one I wanted to go to. Imagine if I called all four of those places and like bitched out. The front desk lady.
Oh, people do that shit all the time.
But yeah, like that's what I'm saying.
She didn't do nothing. She's like the middle lady.
But you know what I did? I was like, oh, thanks. Hung up politely with each one, and then I called my boyfriend and I bitched to him about all their prices. I didn't like, you know? Like, I'm not gonna bitch out all the front desk ladies like they make the rules.
They can't help it. They're just there to answer the phone. And what a job that is sometimes.
Some people literally aren't smart enough or emotionally intelligent enough to do that, though. They're just like, wow!
I know,
like,
they go off right then.
Chill. Please.
I can't deal with that.
For the love of God.
Bro, by the time I reach 40, I'm like, y'all don't want me answering no phones. It gets worse every year because I'm pretty curt. I'm pretty curt about stuff, you know? And I really don't give a shit anymore. I'm like, I don't care if you don't come back.
I can
back.
Hear you right
you
now.
You want to write a bad review?
Okay, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
You.
I can hear you. Write a bad review, I guess. Fuck, like.
Well, you know. Okay, I can hear you saying that.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right. Yeah. If that's what you want to do.
All right, yeah, thanks.
Sorry you're having a bad day.
It's for the heads up random stranger that I don't know or care.
I know.
Like.
I'm trying to do everything right. I don't know why I'm imposing
your rude will upon mine.
Wasting my goddamn time. Fuck.
Be polite out there, please.
I know.
Go to therapy.
That's all your feelings in.
Yeah, go to therapy. Get a scream pillow.
Stuff them down. Behave.
Gripe to your significant other or your mom or your... go to a confessions box and bitch about the economy, something. Not us. I don't know what you want.
Can you imagine being a confessions box dude?
I've thought about that before.
Holy shit.
I feel like it'd either be really good or really bad.
You could write books. Or skits or something.
I know. I'm almost like, I wonder, but I also wonder how much like stupid stuff it would be.
I don't, you know. I mean, I'm sure the majority of it, but there's some gold in there. You and your dance with this washer.
And you think it's over? One more time, and then it's like, you know?
Nope.
They just keep you on the loop.
Why do they gotta be so long?
I don't know. It's a whole freaking piece, huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Are we wrapping this?
Yeah, we're going to wrap this one up.
All right. We're wrapping this up.
Yep.
Find us on the internet. Epic Nuggets or Epic Nuggets Pod on everything.
Yep.
At Jaden Scrappy, at Too Honest Tori, T-O-O. And make sure you spell Jaden with a Y. See ya. Later.
Too honest, Tori, rock, truth, bomb, steady. Scrappy banging jokes, slice like machete. Truth and laughs, more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets, cooking plates, full.